Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you today. Awesome. And Friday Eve is here. Ladies and gentlemen, can you believe it? I'll tell you what, we have a great final hour of the program coming up for you. The very, very best as it pertains to the picks of the week, some of the betting sprints, some of the betting lines. Colin Wilson of the Action Network joins us at 3:40. He's been on point in the first couple of weeks. And we've got the big time top three at three to get here to get to here in a moment. But I do want to mention this. I'm the only show host I know of that would even entertain this question on the text line. But see, if I'm going to say to you that we have the most interactive sports show in the upstate, that means I'm going to get to your participation. That means I'm going to get to your tweets. I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to get to your texts. I'm going to get to all of the above. So even if you say something that's uncomfortable for a host to answer, I'll answer it. Texter on the text line says, do you call the ACC, the All Cupcakes Conference, while on the Clemson postgame show? Lonzo, you know as well as I do in our industry, if somebody else had my position, the host isn't answering that question, right? You know as well as I do. I'll answer that question. The answer is no. I would not say that on the Clemson postgame show, because on that show, I'd like to keep that job. Right? I'd like to keep the job. I'd like to be able to continue to do the Clemson postgame show. And on that show, on that platform, that would be an out-of-line statement. On this show, I am able to be much more honest with you in terms of my true feelings. Okay? I am. On that show, that is a pro-Clemson, pro-ACC show. And I've always wanted to do a postgame show for a big-time team. Okay? So if I want to continue to do that show, just like anytime you're in someone in a new person's home, you play by their rules, right? I'm having fun. I'm enjoying doing it. I will never have more fun on any show than I do on this show, because this show is Mark Ryan completely and totally unfiltered and unchained. And I like being able to be that. Okay, but everybody knows, and off the record, you talk to any play-by-play guy anywhere, any pregame show host, postgame show host, they'll tell you the quickest way to get removed from the show is to say something that gets the school, the team, the coach, a player mad at you. It's just the way it is. You know, I'm just being honest with you. I don't know what else I can do, but I think every other host wouldn't answer that text. You text me, I'll answer it. All right, we do it each and every day. At this particular time, we call it the Top 3 at 3. The Top 3 at 3 is presented to you by Moe's Southwest Grill, with 12 locations to serve you throughout the upstate of South Carolina. And the Top 3 at 3 starts right now. You're kidding me, man. You had me set up.
Oh, the anticipation.
Wait a minute. I know what's going on here. You told me that I was going to have an ambush one day this week, and that's what this is. Lonzo's got a gun that has, whoa, Lonzo's got a Nerf gun that has 6 bullets in it, and he shot me with one of these things before, and it felt like I was getting shot with a paintball.
You're wearing a smaller shirt today, too.
I
there's things on there I can aim for.
I am. Lonzo told me I was going to get ambushed at some point this week, and he has successfully pulled the
fast
one.
I already ambushed you, and you just didn't even notice it. Has nothing to do with that. I'll tell you later.
Did you ambush me? Did you really? Did I miss it completely? Guess it wasn't too bad then.
When someone walked in and was talking about chairs.
Oh, you did ambush me. Yeah, you got me. Well, now it's 2-for-1. Now
that was the same day.
Now I got to get you back. The top three at three starts now. Folks, this, in my opinion, is a fantastic day for the upstate. You see, I look at radio publications, and I saw today that the fall market list has come out. And this is why this is what this has to do with you. For the first time in the history of the upstate of South Carolina, we have surpassed 1 million people ages 12 and over. That means if you count all the people, it's significantly more than a million people. But in terms of persons ages 12 or over, there are over 1 million people living here now. That jump in population has soared the upstate past Buffalo. We were already ahead of Birmingham, and we are setting our sights as a market on the cities of New Orleans, Memphis, Oklahoma City, and Jacksonville, who are not too far ahead of us. Folks, this to me is incredibly exciting. I know, it's 50% each way here. 50% of you are want the upstate to remain the way it's always been, and 50% of you are all about the change and all about the growth. Lonzo's on the keep it the same side. I'm on the growth side. I love the construction. I love the traffic. I love the growth. This is a really special place. It's incredibly exciting to be part of the growth here. And I kind of feel like, you know, now the area itself, why don't we just have a one-town name? If we're not going to name the whole upstate Greenville, why don't we just call it the upstate, as opposed to having different town names every 5 minutes that you're driving along? This is the upstate. And in terms of radio markets, Nielsen now recognizes the upstate as the 58th largest radio market in the country, the 38th largest television market in the country. And we are a market that we've been known to kind of be the market that has big teams nearby, but we haven't had that major sport professional team of our own. Is it time that we start looking at ourselves differently? Because if we're bigger than Buffalo and Birmingham, and if we're nipping at the heels of Memphis, Jacksonville, New Orleans, all of those cities have big-time, big-three professional league teams. Is it time that we look at ourselves differently? Could the upstate truly support a big-time, big-three team? Because market size-wise, ladies and gentlemen, you're there. How do you feel about this? Is it a good day or bad day for the upstate? Going over a million people, ages 12 plus for the first time. I am incredibly excited about that. Next up. All right. Earlier today, a guest that we have each and every week, Tim Frisbee, posted a poll in which he said the following. What's the number one reason Clemson is better than South Carolina? And these are the answers. These are the choices he gave. Number one, conference affiliation. Number two, tradition. Number three, the way that Clemson evaluates and develops players. And number four, he listed other. And I think, unfortunately, he missed the boat completely on this. He's on the boat completely in terms of his defense of me as a host and a person, but he missed the boat completely as it pertains to the number one reason Clemson's better than South Carolina, and it's culture. And people can say coaching, and Mike Kickbush, a P1 listener, has tweeted me and he said, Mark, it's coaching. But Dabo Swinney's number one coaching achievement is the culture that he's created. The number one reason parents want to send their kids there is not because they're winning national champions, folks. And I need you to listen to this. They're not sending their kids there because they can win national championships. They're sending their kids there because they trust Dabo Swinney to be a father figure for their kids. They trust when he says that he'll love their child, that he'll look after their child, that they'll be part of the family environment. And then they feel that family environment when they're there. There's an authenticity to Dabo Swinney that grabs you, and you feel it as soon as you step inside the stadium. His greatest accomplishment is not just the culture, but the fact that that culture that he created permeates all the way through the stands, permeates all the way through the campus, and it's a way of life there, man. That's the number one reason why Clemson is better than South Carolina. But don't feel bad, Gamecocks fans. It's also the number one reason why Clemson is better than everybody. Florida doesn't have a culture like that. Florida doesn't have a family environment like that. Heck, even when I try to get Dabo Swinney on the show and they tell me no, they're still really nice about that. I got a note from Clemson this week, And, you know, the gentleman at Clemson wrote to me and he said, Mark, you know, Dabo's aware of your show and he really appreciates the request at this particular time. He's asked if you can get sound at his normal media session at this time. But I did talk to him this evening on your behalf. You see how nice that is? Guess what happens at my alma mater, Florida? They don't return your call. What, I went to school there. What do you mean you're not going to return my call? Don't even return your call. Here, you know, it's just it's a different vibe. It's a different atmosphere. The culture is what makes Clemson so special. And finally, folks, there is a person that is doing his best to save Ron Rivera's job. And that person is Kyle Allen. Wow. Can you believe this kid, man? First start out of the box, 19 for 26, 261 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Can you ever remember in anything, music, movie, sports, can you ever remember a debut that solid? He is bringing to life Panther Nation yet again, and he's making Panther fans realize that this season is not only still alive, there's every chance this team could rally for a playoff berth. And I'll tell you what, you know what Las Vegas thinks of Kyle Allen? The Houston Texans are only a 4-point favorite over Carolina this weekend. 4 points. What does that tell you? That means on a neutral field, Vegas feels like Houston is 1 point better than Carolina. Houston, with Deshaun Watson, with DeAndre Hopkins, with J.J. Watt, on a neutral field, 1 point better than the Carolina Panthers with Kyle Allen. Kyle Allen opened Vegas' eyes. Kyle Allen is opening your eyes. And the fact that he uncovered what looks to be the gem of Kyle Allen is the number one reason why Las Vegas is going to be wrong and why Ron Rivera is not going to be the first coach fired from the NFL this year. All right, those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. You can get to us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word. And you can shoot an email to the show. We love when you email the show. Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Let's get right to it. And Derek joins us up first. Hey, Derek, thanks for the call, man. You're offsides.
Hey, thanks, Mark Ryan. First of all, I'd like to say, you know, awesome show. Glad you're here. Everything you're doing is doing great.
What do you like about it, Derek? Thank you so much. What do you like about the show?
I'm guessing the honesty, you know, just like you said before with the whole, you know, you couldn't really say this or some other host couldn't really say some of the things you say, you kind of put it out point blank. And that's kind of the reason why I'm calling today. Today is my birthday, so I need some uplifting, I guess, words and motivations for my two teams, my one college team, my one pro team, because they're not looking so great this year. I kind of need that little self-motivation for the weekend.
You got it.
I'm going to start out with my college team. I'm a TCU guy. I'm a Horned Frog. Didn't really do so good against, you know, the upcoming SMU, Mustangs, Sonny Dykes. He's a great coach, great offensive mind. But I just need some uplifting, I guess, motivation to think that we can actually compete with the Oklahomas and Texas and other Big 12.
Well, okay, first of all, you've got one of the best coaches in college football in Gary Patterson. And the fact that TCU has been able to hold on to Gary Patterson is a phenomenal accomplishment in and of itself. Number two, there's no harm in losing to SMU. Shane Bichelle is lighting the world on fire for SMU right now, and SMU may very well be entering the top 25 sooner rather than later. And also realize that, you know, when you make the adjustment, and I realize it's been how many years now have they been in the Big 12? Six or so, Derek?
6 years, yep.
Six years in the Big 12. You know, the Utahs of the world and the TCUs of the world, you're starting to see that increase in depth, but it still is something that takes at least 10 years to fully accomplish, right? So now, you know, yep. BYU and Utah used to be 50-50 whenever they played. Now Utah bludgeons BYU because they have Pac-12 talent and they have Pac-12 depth. BYU does not. Yep. TCU took it on the chin the first few years in the Big 12 with that lack of depth. Because, you know, when your first string goes down, when you're going up against big boys, the second string needs to be good. And that's the biggest difference between the Boise States and the Floridas of the world. Boise State's got the first string. They don't have the second and the third string. So what I would tell you, Derek, is give it a little bit more time. Build that depth. By year 10, with that head coach, you might not only be a top 25 team, you might be a top 10 team. Love the program. You've got the best color scheme in college football. And when Horny is in your mascot name, how can you not be happy about that?
Exactly. Now, this was a little tougher. I'll hang up and listen for this one. But I'm a Denver Broncos fan. We're not looking too good under the supposedly great defensive mind of Vic Fangio. Kind of where do we go from here? Do we tank for Trevor this year? Or do we try to stick it out with Joe Flacco and Drew Lock? And I appreciate taking my call today.
And and Derek as well, happy birthday, man. Have a wonderful birthday. Thanks so much for calling us on your birthday. Honored to be a part of your birthday. And thanks for ringing us up, man. I genuinely do appreciate it. That is to say, you butter up for the fall. I have less positive news for the Denver Broncos. I think John Elway has kind of been a failure there. You know, like, and Peyton Manning was a gift from God. Tim Tebow was my guy. I will always be sore at the fact that he got jettisoned after winning a playoff game for them and then never got another job in the NFL again in terms of getting an actual chance to play. I don't know what their plan is. You need to establish a plan in life. What is your plan? It seems with Joe Flacco that their plan is to win now, but he's not good enough to win now, right? So what are you doing? And now you're 0-3, and Joe Flacco seems totally out of place, and Joe Flacco is, you know, John Elway's way of saying, well, we can compete, and we've got a great defense, and we're going to win our division, and we're going to compete with Kansas City. No, you're not. No, you're not. Joe Flacco's mediocre, and you're mediocre in a lot of other places. 100%, I would advocate tanking for Tua. 100%, that is my advocation. I like Tua better than Justin Herbert. I think he is your answer, and I think John Elway, more than anybody, Lonzo, needs to save face. But you want to feel good about a player on the Broncos? How about Philip Lindsay, undrafted running back out of Colorado? You know, I've got all your scouting reports right here, says Philip Lindsay. Undrafted, guy's a beast. Love his story. Love his work ethic. There was a feature on him. He still lives in his parents' basement. Can you believe that? At least he did at the end of last season. And the hunger that kid has in his, I mean, you can build around guys like that, man. You can build around the Von Millers, the Bradley Chubbs of the world. Great defensive line. You need a new quarterback. You need John Elway to accept accountability. And if you do all the above, you only have 3 months of suffering left before the end of the season, before a top pick in the draft, before Tua calls the Mile High City home.
By the way, as someone who's wearing a Kansas City Chiefs shirt and sandals right now, I just want to say that we will help you out with the tanking for Tua, and you'll
How
get
How nice
him.
Of you, Lonzo.
Yeah, I know.
How very,
Happy
very
birthday,
nice of
way.
You. It's just a very, very, very courteous of you to say such a thing. All right. Appreciate the call, man. Happy birthday to you, one and all. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. I have been told by a collection of fans that they are afraid on this show I'm going to do something that I'm not. I'll tell you what that is, and I'll attack a different fan base about something that they've got their comeuppance coming to them, and I'm going to give that to them next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode, and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. Colin Wilson of the Action Sports Network is going to be joining us, of the Action Network, going to be joining us in the next segment with all of his picks of the week. Excited about that. Very excited about that. I want to alleviate any concerns or fears about one particular thing that I keep hearing over and over and over again. And I'm in a bit of a tough spot, if I'm honest with you. It has nothing to do with doing the Clemson postgame show. But I'm honest with you, right? And so here's the dilemma that I'm in. Because I host the Clemson show, and with Clemson being great, every time I talk about Clemson's greatness, I hear things like, could you be kissing Dabo's ass any more than you are? Oh my God, Clemson homer, Clemson postgame show host at it again. Has nothing to do with that. As a matter of fact, if Clemson was bad, they may already have removed me from the Clemson postgame show because I would be honest on their postgame show. But when they're amazing and when they're doing historic things, if I'm honest, I mean, what do you say? I mean, and I think if you South Carolina fans listening right now, if you were in broadcasting and they offered you the chance to do the official postgame show of Clemson, you'd be nuts not to take it, right? If South Carolina had offered me their postgame show, I would have taken it. I would have done it. Clemson offered, I took the job. It's broadcasting. It's what I do. It's a great opportunity for the number one program in the country. But I promise you this, that whereas I'll always be honest with you, this show is always going to be a mix of both schools, a mix of both coverages, and realize that in my whole life, I have been SEC. SEC to me is family. South Carolina is a member of my family sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner table. They're not my favorite family member. They're not my least favorite family member. They're somewhere right in the middle. There's a little rivalry there. There's a little jabbing back and forth. But they're still family. I rooted for South Carolina against Clemson last year. This show is not, it will never be a Clemson show. But I have to be honest with you, and I will be honest with you about the lay of the land, whether I'm hosting the Clemson postgame show or not. This show is completely unchanged by me doing the Clemson football show. Clemson is fantastic. They are the greatest team, and I think they're doing historic things. They're attempting to become the first team in college football history this year to score 100 touchdowns. They've won 14 straight games by 14 points or more. That's the third best since 1936. They've won 19 games in a row. The all-time record in college football history is Oklahoma's 47 from 1953 to 1957. And Lonzo looks depressed. You guys look and sound depressed if you're fans of South Carolina. And I just want to let you know, I get it. But one thing you guys have said to me is like, Mark, we finally have a guy here who is not going to, you know, blow Clemson smoke up our skirts all day long. And now we're worried that that's going to change. And I'm telling you, read my lips. That will never change. Okay. I will always cover both teams. I just ask that you appreciate the honesty. If Clemson is otherworldly, I need to say that they are. If South Carolina is a dumpster fire, I need to say that they are. And believe me when I tell you that I would be saying exactly the same things, even if I was still the Clemson postgame show host, if the shoe was on the other foot. If Clemson was a dumpster fire and South Carolina was otherworldly, I'd be saying that. And remember that I rooted for you when the two teams played. There you go.
You're bothering me, man, because you're defending this way too much. Who cares? What I'm saying is brush this stuff off and move on. Who cares that they're saying that stuff about you? They're still listening. And in the end, be you. I mean, I could care less. You just need to quit defending it. I mean, come on.
You know what? But Lonzo, it's interesting to me. It is interesting to me. And I find it kind of interesting, the dynamic of the hosts here in this market, the history here in this market, what has happened to hosts here in this market. And, you know, people tell me that hosts come here, they have the idea that they're going to be unbiased, and then everybody ends up going the way of Clemson. I don't know if that's where the trail, you know, I don't know if that's better for people's careers. You know, like, that's not going to happen to me. my allegiances, you know, my allegiance will always be to the truth. And that will be how it always remains. Period. End of story. All right.
By the way, I'm not depressed. As I said earlier, I'm bored hearing about Clemson. Clemson is great. They are. They really are. There's not a whole lot more you can say about it until they're not great anymore.
Lonzo, here's the reality. They're boring. Their greatness is boring. Clemson's greatness is boring. South Carolina's much more interesting right now. They are. It's not intriguing to watch 40-point blowouts each and every day when no one has a chance, when there's no competition. Clemson fans know what I mean when they don't sell out the games. Of course you'd rather watch more competitive games than 40-point blowouts every single game. It's not interesting. It's not compelling. Greatness isn't always interesting, right? South Carolina right now is really interesting. South Carolina is the Jerry Springer show, right? What would be a show to describe Clemson right now? Anybody? Fry, Bueller? But South Carolina is the Jerry Springer show. And I don't know about you, but in college, I would watch the Jerry Springer show each and every day. Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. I was a fan. It is what it is. All right. We will get to your calls. We also have Colin Wilson of the Action Network joining us up next here on the show. But I just kind of, you know, I want to be upfront with you guys that, you're not going to lose a host that you consider to be authentic and unbiased. I'm not going anywhere, and I'll always be that way. Let's get to Pizza Guy quickly, who's up next. Pizza Guy, what's up, man?
Well, hello. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I really like your voice, Mark. You sound like a national guy.
Thank you so much.
Talent. I'm glad we got you.
Me, man, I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for the kind words. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, going back to the upstate supporting a professional team, I think we could. Location would be, obviously the biggest part of this. In my opinion, I would like to stick it somewhere, be a football team over there near the Southern Connector and just build something special for it, kind of in the middle of nowhere, but not, and use up some of that real estate out there. And going back to another conversation you were talking about earlier about, why Clemson is so much better than South Carolina at the moment, from a recruiting point of view, I don't like Columbia. I think it's
you don't like Columbia. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a dump of a city. I think it's, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of bad. There's nothing appealing about living in Columbia except for it being close to the beach. So I think that's kind of a hard sell. There is a culture difference, but they've gotten good players before. Maybe not in the magnitude of Clemson, but.
Pizza Guy, let me ask you this question on your first point. Let me ask you one question. What is the number one reason you're confident that a Big Three pro team could work here in the upstate now that we have revealed that we have grown larger than Buffalo, larger than Birmingham, and nipping on the heels of Memphis, New Orleans, Jacksonville? What's the biggest factor you believe is why?
As to why? Look at the transformation of the economy in the upstate.
Yeah.
And whether it's BMW or other major factors, is just inevitable. We have an appetite for it. And I honestly believe that it would work. It's more of a hunch than anything. I guess I'm confident in the area. I've lived in several places, and I honestly think that this area could pull even from Charlotte and pull a little bit from Atlanta. I honestly do.
Pizza Guy, thanks so much for the call, man. And I'd love some pizza. I'd absolutely love some pizza. I know
don't
I speak
do,
for Lonzo.
Don't do that. Do not do that.
You don't want some pizza, Lonzo?
I'd love some pizza.
If he says his name is Pizza Guy, come on, man. Yeah, you're putting a treat in front of a dog here, man. What do you want from me? All right. Colin Wilson from the Action Network is going to give you the best bet picks of the weekend that is to be coming your way next right here on Offsides. All right, Colin Wilson of the Action Network joining us here on ESPN Upstate and joined by him each and every week at this time. He's sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Good afternoon, Colin. Great to have you on. First things first, a lot of people in this area struggling to figure out how South Carolina is a 3-point favorite over Kentucky when they've looked so bad in recent weeks and when the Wildcats have beaten them 5 times in a row.
Yeah, well, Kentucky comes off back-to-back road games here in this spot. They didn't look particularly good against Mississippi State. Mississippi State had a true win over them, and that was with a backup quarterback. So I think you have to kind of look at Kentucky and say, how good are they at this point in the season and how much have they regressed versus the team that was playing last year? Helinski just had, you know, I mean, the numbers are there. I think he's going to get better as the season goes on and he gets more experience. I actually power rate this game, South Carolina -2.5. So I think the number is just spot on. I can see that almost 80% of the money in the market is all on Kentucky. I think South Carolina is going to surprise some people and cover this game.
There you go. Great news for South Carolina fans here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. I think everyone was shocked at the level of dominance. Now, I took Wisconsin in this game, but their level of dominance over Michigan. You know, I've said on this show, Colin, that I think Jim Harbaugh is an old school coach in a new school era, and I wonder if his message is getting lost a little bit. What's your assessment on what's going on in the Big House?
I think that's what the feeling was about 9 months ago before he hired Josh Gattis as his offensive coordinator. Then he was allowed to take his hands off the offense and say, I've given up full control. I'm giving it to somebody that's never been an offensive coordinator before. I'm going to allow them to change our entire scheme to go to an RPO in space. We're going to go no huddle. We're going to go fast pace. I'm taking my hands off, and I'm not responsible for what's going to happen. Now, there hasn't been any rumblings yet about Josh Gattis being fired or Jim Harbaugh taking over, but it's not working. The execution isn't there. The play is sloppy. There's fumbles. Players don't know where they need to line up. There's been injuries to some of their top players at wide receiver. It's just I think the thing that the Michigan offense has been so bad is that it's overlooking what's happening on defense. Their defense is 120th in havoc. When I say havoc, I'm talking about forced fumbles, passes defensed, interceptions, that kind of thing. The Michigan defense has never played this low in at least 20 years that I can research.
My man's got his stats ready to go. He doesn't even know the questions I'm going to ask him, and he's got havoc stats ready to go. How do you do that, Colin? What's the secret? I can't do that.
I publish articles on the Action Network, especially for Havoc. And on Sunday's a big day for me. You would think that Sunday would be the day that I can kick my legs up, watch some NFL. But actually, I'm downloading as much data as I can from the previous day's action in college football and immediately getting point spreads out, getting numbers out before the Vegas market hits. Because odds makers don't do that. Odds makers in Las Vegas, they just adjust numbers up and down a power rating for each team. And they don't really look at the future week's matchup and think, well, I've got a big discrepancy here. This team is really good in the secondary, and this team is awful in passing. It's kind of like Ohio State and Nebraska. Like, Nebraska is sneaky as far as their havoc. They're really good at sacks. They take a lot of chances. They're good at passes defense. They're going to give Ohio State a lot of issues here that odds makers probably don't realize.
Colin Wilson at underscore Colin 1, underscore C-O-L-L-I-N 1 on Twitter. All right, Colin, what lines do you really like this week?
I do like Nebraska. That number has fallen as we talk. Within the last hour, we had 17.5 most of the week. It came back to 17, and now there's a 16.5 starting to show up in the market. So I'm on Nebraska simply because if they play a clean game from a turnover perspective, they've had 9 forced fumbles, they've had 9 fumbles lost and 2 interceptions. If Adrian Martinez can play a clean game, they can cover this spread, and they can beat Ohio State because of their defense.
Wow.
Yes. And it's because of the defense. Justin Fields has gone absolutely crazy, just throwing on all over everybody, running the ball at will, and they just had a schedule where he's been able to look Heisman contender-ish. And Nebraska is tops in the nation in passes defense. And what that means is you put the ball in the air, they're good at either snagging it out or they're good at knocking it down. Pass breakups is the stat. Nebraska's number one in the nation at that. So if they play clean from the offensive standpoint, they can win this game. I mean, it's a pretty even match.
What do your numbers tell you, Colin, and as to who the best team in the SEC is when you look at the three-headed monster of LSU, Georgia, and Alabama?
That's tough because we don't know how good Alabama is, and it was kind of this way last year. It was kind of a hidden. We never knew. They never played a full game. They never played a full 4 quarters until we got into mid-November. early November, and that's when we started to find out that, you know, Tua is a little fragile. The offensive line has holes. There's a reason why Louisiana Lafayette was able to get big yards against them. LSU looks the part. They can get the ball downfield. They're now a new age offense. They can now throw it down the field. They're not running some system from the 1950s. LSU looks the part. The defense, I'm now got on alert because of how many points Vanderbilt was able to score. That really, I have to put a focus on the LSU defense. I don't know if it's just being worn out or not taking it seriously going up to Vanderbilt, but a team has to have an explosive offense to win the national championship. But more than that, you have to be able to stop explosive plays to win the national title. Just ask Clemson from last year.
Colin Wilson joining us here on the show. Colin, before we let you go, most overrated, underrated teams, known teams, Power Five teams in college football, as long as Florida doesn't make the naughty list, you and I are still good. But they might.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of teams I think that I think have a chance to still make an impact on the national stage, especially Auburn. You look at Auburn, they're hosting Georgia and Alabama. I think there's just a lot of teams that can still make an impact in the national championship race.
Colin Wilson of the Action Sports Network. He's sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Colin Wilson, thanks, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. The best thing we heard today is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. A buddy of mine, Matt Harab, is going to be filling in on Straight Up with Sturge today and tomorrow. I think you're really going to like his stuff. 4 to 7 p.m. right here on ESPN Upstate. One of the questions he's going to ask you is, if you could ensure that Will Muschamp would be fired at the end of this season, are you willing to tank every game? Would you root for losses each and every game if it assured you that you'd have a coach for next season? Are you at that point yet, Gamecocks fans? My hunch is you're not there yet, but I'm interested to see what the results will show. We'll have a poll up on ESPN Upstate for you there. Matt Harab coming up next, Straight Up with Sturge. All right, time for the very best thing we heard today. Lonzo, rare is the day that I know nothing about this, and let's just fire it blind, man. What do you got for our listeners today?
Pat, he's got you at a 98 in Madden, not a 99.
98?
He says he needs more than one season's worth of.
More one season's worth.
Well, we're already off to a good start, aren't we? If everything plays out, you could be a 99 this week.
We right. Can go out there, you know, do what I do every week.
Fade pattern to the near side. Touchdown! Now he fires in an over route. Caught in Ravens territory. Long, he's got Hartman wide open. And the Chiefs strike gold in the gold end zone.
With your 99 trophy.
It is truly awesome to get this award young age, and I wouldn't be able to do it without my teammates.
So they bumped him to a 99?
They bumped him to a 99 and gave him a physical trophy.
I've never been more shocked at how dominant a player is than watching Pat Mahomes, what he's doing to the league, shredding it at age 23 and 24, man. Mind-boggling. Not to say that I didn't think he would be good, but decent to good. Not like best ever, historical good, Pistol Pete Maravich of NFL good. Matt Harab coming your way next on Straight Up with Sturge. Thanks for listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.